السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ما بعد، فنكمل ما بدأنا به من التعليق على كتاب رياض الصالحين وبالله التوفيق. نعم
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by saying about the khutbah sahaja, which is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to begin his speeches with, whereby he stated verily all praise is due to Allah, we praise Him, we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness, we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can cause to go astray, and whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger. And then the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala stated that we will proceed to finish that which we are in the process of finishing, and that is the explanation of this book of Riyad al-Salihin. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يقول المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين: باب فضل الجوع وخشونة العيش والاقتصار على القليل من المأكول والمشروب والملبوس وغيرها من حبوب النفس وترك الشهوات.
هذا كله في باب تزكية النفوس.
الشيخ رضي الله تعالى stated that this chapter is related to what is called تزكية النفوس or purification of the soul.
يؤثر على التقلل من الدنيا وعدم الركون إليها.
And that causes the person to not depend on the dunya or the worldly affairs, nor does it cause the person to be or to immerse himself in that.
ونحن في عصر غلبت فيه جوانب الترفه ورغد العيش.
And the Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى stated that we live in times where the people have plenty and they live luxurious lives.
في ملابسنا.
And that is with regards to clothing.
مساكننا.
That is with regards to the clothing we wear and the houses or the dwellings that we live in.
مأكلنا.
And also with regards to the food we eat.
مشاربنا.
And what we drink.
فنسأل الله يزيدنا وإياكم من فضله.
And the Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى means supplication that Allah increase us in these blessings and provisions.
ويجعل ما وهبنا من هذه الخيرات والأمن والأمان والنعم عونا على طاعة الله.
And the Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى proceeded to finish the supplication that Allah make these provisions and blessings that He has blessed us with a means of assisting us in obedience to Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
أيها الأخوة، في هذا الوقت الذي نحن فيه في هذه الأشياء غيركم في لأواء وشدة.
الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى said that, oh dear brothers, that which we have and those blessings which we have and the lifestyle that we have, we live that due to the blessings of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, where other people they live in a form of شدة or hardship and trials and tribulations.
كل ما ذكر.
With regards to those things that were previously mentioned. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said with other people, these things they are not even, they don't even exist, or they are close to not existing.
بل بضده.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it is the some people live on what is the opposite of those blessings that he previously described.
خاصة في هذه الأجواء القارصة البرودة.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that we are reminded of this, especially in the times where we live in this cold weather, this pinching cold weather.
Allahumma al-tabi.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is making supplication that Allah facilitate and ease their situation.
وفضل علينا أن يختار الإنسان ما هو فيه وأن يحصل عليه الأمر بغير اختيار.
And the Shaykh of the Allah said that there is a difference from a person who is in a situation due to the choice that he has made and between him and the person who is in a situation wherein he has no choice.
من كان بغير اختياره ليس له إلا المنهج الشرعي وهو الصبر.
And the Shaykh of the Allah said that the individual who is in a situation where he has no choice of or that he has no choice of, what is upon this individual is to adhere to the minhaj al-shar'i, the sharia legislation and methodology, and that is that this individual is commanded to have patience in this hardship that he is experiencing.
أما المتقلل مع القدرة مع الوجود فهذا مجاهد.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala states that the individual who does with a little, even though he lives in an abundance and he has the choice, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala states that this individual is engaging in a form of mujahada or striving against the soul.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى قال الله تعالى فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات وسوف يلقون غيا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون شيئا. وقال تعالى فخرج على قومه في زينته قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم. وقال الذين أوتوا العلم غيركم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا. وقال تعالى ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. وقال تعالى من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا.
كل هذه الآيات
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that all of these verses
تبين أن
they explain that
هذا العطاء
that these things that the individual has been given
قد يكون سبب شقاء.
It could be a reason for the individual being wretched.
خاصة لمن ضيع الصلاة واتبع الشهوات.
Especially with regards to the individual who has wasted away his prayer and has followed his desires.
انتبه يا عبد الله.
And the Shaykh عبد الله تعالى said, oh, servant of Allah, take care, beware.
من زينة الحياة الدنيا وعشقها.
Beware of the beautiness of this worldly life and seeking it out or being seduced by it or being enamored with it.
وعدم المبالاة في الآخرة وأنس.
And beware of not being or not giving due importance to the akhirah and working towards it and the relaxation that will be therein.
ثم كل ما أعطينا سمسكا.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that everything that we have been given,
ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن
everything that we have been given, we will be asked about and we will be questioned about these blessings.
فماذا تريد؟
But so, what is it that you want?
العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء.
And those people that work and they were hasty in regards to that which is in this life, Allah states in this verse, the last verse, that He gives it to them.
ثم ماذا بعدها؟
And what happens after Allah gives them their recompense in this dunya, in this worldly life?
جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا.
They will be given the recompense of the hellfire, which they will be disgraced therein and punished therein.
فاللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala made the supplication that Allah not make the dunya the end affair of or the end of what our knowledge allows us to reach, nor which we work towards, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from the hellfire. وقال رحمه الله تعالى والآيات في الباب كثيرة معلومة. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من خبز شعير يومين متتابعين حتى قبض. متفق عليه.
يعني منذ قدم المدينة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this was the affair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the time that he arrived in Medina.
ثلاثة أيام متتابعة يشبعون فيها. قد يشبع في يوم أو في يوم. أما كل ثلاثة أيام تمر متتابعة على شبع ما كان كذا.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that what is the right of this hadith is that 3 days, 3 consecutive days without fasting, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would eat was typically full, yani in those days, yani 3 days consecutively. The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that it may be a situation where one day it was full, the next day it wasn't, but then in the past 3 consecutive days, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would eat his fill.
وأصبح الشعير الآن طعام للدواب.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that what was mentioned in this hadith of bread made from barley, the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that in today's time this has become barley, has become the animal feed or the feed for animals, the food that is given to the animals. وفي رواية ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم منذ قدم المدينة من طعام البر 3 ليال تباعا حتى قبل.
البر هو المعروف الطحين الأسمر.
And the Shaykh عبد الله تعالى stated that what is mentioned in the second narration is that basically the same hadith except the difference of the word bur, which is considered wheat, the brown wheat, the whole wheat.
وعن عروة
وعن عروة عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أنها كانت تقول والله يا ابن أختي إن كنا لننظر إلى الهلال ثم الهلال ثم الهلال ثلاثة أهلة في الشهرين وما أوقد في أبيات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النار. قلت يا خالة فما كان يعيشكم؟ قالت
يعيشكم يعيشكم
قلت يا خالة فما كان يعيشكم؟ قالت الأسودان التمر والماء، إلا أنه قد كان لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جيران من الأنصار وكانت له منائع وكانوا يرسلون إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ألبابها فيسقينا. متفق عليه.
فما كان يعيشكم
يعيشكم
قالت الأسودة التمر والماء، ولا شك أن التمر والماء طعام.
The Shaykh عبد الله تعالى said that when Aisha was asked, what did you live on, what would feed you? Her response, when she was asked, her response was the two black things, water and tamar, or date. And the Shaykh عبد الله تعالى said that, without a doubt, these are things that are ta'am, or considered food.
اليوم على ما وعدنا أكل كثير، ما نعرف بعض أسماء من الفواكه مليئة بموائدنا.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that in today's time, the food that we have access to buy, those things that we buy, they are plentiful, numerous, so much so that some of them we don't even know the names of the things that we have the choice to buy.
النباتات بأنواعها.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that the plants with their various names.
خضروات.
And also vegetables.
منها ما يطبخ ومنها ما يؤكل ومنها السلطات.
There are those that are cooked, those that are eaten as they are or raw, those that are used specifically for salads.
الفواكه بأنواعها.
With regards to the fruit, there are so many different types of fruit, various types of fruits.
الحبوب والثمار.
And also with regards to الحبوب, seeds and ثمار, and the other forms of fruit.
اللحوم بأنواعها.
And the different and various types of meat that are exposed.
من الأنعام أو الطيور أو الأسماك.
Whether that may be from animals that traverse the earth or fish or birds.
بكل أنواع الطيور بكل أنواع
الأسماك. All these species of things, but they're different and they're various different types and forms.
بأنواع الطبخات.
And the different types of meals that are cooked from these various and numerous types of animals.
الشرقي والعربي.
Whether it be Eastern dishes or Arabic dishes or European dishes.
المطبوخ.
Those things that are cooked.
والمشوي.
Those things that are barbecued.
والمقلي.
And those things that are fried. The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that these are all provisions and blessings for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
نعيش حياة الملوك.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that in reality we live the life of kings.
الله المستعان. الله يجزينا وإياكم شكر نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala made supplication to Allah, bless us with being able to be thankful for these blessings. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is continuing the different types of drinks and the various types of drinks that are at our disposal. Sweets and those things that are salty, likewise, are the different and various forms of nuts that are eaten.
نسأل الله أن لا عجلة لنا نسأل الله أن لا نكون من عجلة لهم في الدنيا.
And the Shaykh Abu Dawud said that we are not from those people who are given their reward in this life.
نسأل الله من الشرير وهم ما عندهم إلا صنفين التمر والماء.
The Shaykh Abu Dawud said is reminding us what is coming in this hadith that 2 months would pass and that the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have anything to eat except these two black things which were mentioned in this hadith, water and dates.
كل يوم بيوم.
And the Shaykh Abu Dawud said that every day is with its respective day.
الآن لما تبيوتنا فيها ميرة أشهر حتى لو توقف السوق البيت مليء بالأطعمة بما يكفي الناس شهر شهرين.
The Shaykh Abu Dawud said that only the times when people eat, they have at their disposal a numerous amount of food, so much so that people have what will last them 2 months. If the marketplaces were shut down, people there, those people that will have enough to subside on and eat on or eat from for the remaining 2 months or the next 2 months. And this is an example of how much the people have been blessed with in today's time and how much they have at their ready disposal or easy disposal.
النعمة إذا شكرت زادت وقرت وإذا جحدت زالت وقرت لو أن الأرض سماؤها تمطر وأرضها تمطر.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to the ni'mah, with regards to the blessings, if these blessings are thanked, then they will remain and they will increase. And if they are not thanked for, or if Allah Azza wa Jalla is not thankful with regards to these blessings, then these blessings would not remain and they would escape. They would cease to exist. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is the case even if rain was to fall for a consecutive amount of time, those blessings would cease to exist.
وإن شكرت
if the ni'mah or the blessing is sent for
آتاها من فضل
then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give from its fadl or his blessings, its bounties.
لو أن سماءها لا تمطر وأرضها لا تمطر
even if it wasn't if it did not rain or water ceased to exist on the lands.
وإن كانت صحاري
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is the case that those blessings, if they are thanked for, that Allah will provide even if the individual lives in a desert or if this place is in a desert.
يُغْدِقُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الْخَيْرَاتِ الَّتِي تُجْلَبْ لَهَا مِنْ بَحَرٍ وَمِنْ أَجْوَارٍ وَمِنْ أَرَاضٍ زِرَاعِيَّةٍ وَمِنْ فَوَاكِهِ وَنَبَاتٍ وَهِيَ قَاحِلَةٌ
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is the case, that this is the reality, if blessings are thanked, that even if the person or even if the people are in the desert, Allah Azza wa Jal would deem or would decree that blessings come to those people, blessings that they would never imagine from, whether it be blessings from the ocean or blessings from other lands, those blessings will reach those people due to the fact that these people were thankful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will increase them and provide from them in numerous manners. And from numerous places.
يقول تعالى
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Shaykh Abdullah ta'ala is reminding us of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla meaning of
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ فَإِنْ وَحَّدْنَا اللَّهَ مِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ التَّوْحِيدِ سُهُولَةِ الْحَيَاةِ وَتَوَفَّرُ الْخَيْرَ
The Shaykh Abdullah ta'ala is reminding us the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla The Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala said, and if they worship the Lord of this house, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will provide from them, will feed them from hunger and provide safety for them. And the Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala is reminding us that this is the blessing of Tawheed. That the blessing of Tawheed is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the individuals and grants them security and safety. That these are from the fruits of Tawheed. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي سعيد
قال وكان جيران من الأنصار وهذا فيه إكرام الجار لجاره المحتاج أيضا أو إطعامه من طعامه الذي ليس هو عنده سواء لبن أو حليب أو هكذا
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى مجد أن الأشهر من الحديث أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم had neighbors from the Ansar the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala reminded us that this is on the rights of the neighbors, that if you have something and your neighbor does it, that he is to give from what he has with regards to what the neighbor doesn't have. And that was exemplified in this hadith, that it was mentioned that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had neighbors from the Ansar, and that they would give the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his household from the milk of these animals. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي سعيد المقبري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه مر بقوم بين أيديهم شاة مصرية فدعوه فأبى أن يأكل وقال
شاة مصرية يعني مشوية تصلى يعني تشوى
شاة مصرية فدعوه فأبى أن يأكل وقال خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الدنيا ولم يشبع من خبز الشعير رواه البخاري.
هو ترك الأكل زهدا فيه هذه حرمة.
The Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left eating off certain times of food, zuhd and feed, having this or practicing this issue of zuhd, not due to the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deemed this as being haram.
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم
the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
أتي له بلحم فأكل تعرض أي ناشع من اللحم والأرض.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given these things, that from the things that he was given, what did he perform to me?
لكن أبو هريرة هنا لم يأكل من المصرية أن يقول رسول الله ما أكل هذا.
But here Abu Huraira, he didn't eat from this barbecue meat, and he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not eat from it.
قصده ما أكل هذا أي أنها الدنيا لم تنفتح بل أتي له بخبز وكان الخبز هذا يعني أقرب ما يكون له فتيت أو ما يكون له يعني مثل الكيك في عصرنا أو كذا فلما رآه بكى قال ما أكل رسول الله خبزا منعما كان يأكل الشعير والشعير خشن مخالة فلما رآه بكى قال رسول الله ما أكل من المرقق هذا الخبز المرقق اللي فكانوا يرون أن هذا الذين يأكلون المرقق مما هو من ترف الدنيا كيف ألوان الحلويات الآن محلات الحلويات لو رأوها الصحابة هم لا يرونها حرام لكن يقول هذا من الإغراق في الترف ومعنى الإغراق في الترف يعني الانكباب عليه والغرق في حياة الدنيا وملذاتها وشهواتها.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala says that when Abu Huraira was given this soft form of bread, and the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala gave the example, he said it is like what we would see as being cake in today's time, basically this soft flour that we used to make this cake. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala says that in reality the cake of today is much more softer. But the fact is,
يعني قل مثل البريد التوست مثل الله أعلم مش هو لكن يقول مؤقت.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the bread that was given to Abu Huraira was very soft in comparison to what he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam eat from. And due to this fact, it caused Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu to cry. And he stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not eat from this type of stuff, meaning that the dunya was not open to them like it was after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala brought to our attention that the reason from this is not that Abu Huraira saw this radiallahu anhu saw this as being haram, but it was that they saw that this was the epitome of living a luxurious life, and that it signified that an individual was immersed in the dunya, and due to this fact, this is what they saw this as. They saw this as being something like a luxury item that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not enjoy while he was living, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
الزهد.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala is further explaining the word of zuhd. Well, what is the definition of zuhd? The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala explained to us the difference between zuhd and al-wara.
الزهد ترك ما لا ينفع.
It is leaving off that which does not benefit in the akhirah.
فلذلك كان ترك المصرية ما تنفع ما فيها حسنات زيادة. هذا قصد من باب الزهد يعني ترك ما لا ينفع في الدار الآخرة.
And this hadith is exemplified, this zuhd is exemplified the fact that Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه did not eat from this barbecued animal. يعني it's from the aspect of zuhd leaving off that which does not benefit in the akhirah.
بدري بنت شويك بوت ولا كنت
وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: لم يأكل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على حوان حتى مات، وما أكل خبزا ورقة حتى مات. رواه البخاري. وفي رواية له: ولا رأى شاة سميقا بعينه قط.
حوان الطاولة.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى يسأل إلى من يسأل سعيد الزائر بالورد خوان من تيبه
وباقي الثلاث هذه كلها ليس معناها التحريم.
أنا الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيد الذي نشف في تيبه الذي يتبه من الذي يتبه حرام
لكنه صلى الله عليه وسلم متواضع. وخير أن يكون ملك النبي أو أن يكون غير ذلك، فقال اللهم احيني مسكينا واحشرني في زمرة المساكين.
And the Sheikh of Allah said is reminding that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was given a choice of being a prophet and a king. And being other than that, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the supplication that Allah azza wa jalla raised him up from being in the company of the masakin.
كان يعيش حياة المساكين.
And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to live the lifestyle of the masakin, or those who are impoverished.
غير مالسوا.
And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what he engaged in, living that type of lifestyle.
لكن لو أكلنا مشوية.
And the Sheikh Hamid Allah Taala saying, if we eat barbecue meat, or if we have soft bread.
أو وعلى الطاولة هل معنى هذا لا يجوز؟
Or on a table, does this mean that this is impermissible?
هو يجوز.
The Sheikh Hamid Allah Taala saying that this is permissible. It is permissible to engage in these things.
ولكن هذه فيها تربية إن الإنسان يربي نفسه. على عدم الإغراق في شهوات الدنيا فيكون في حياته بساطة
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى يستمع إلى what is exemplified in this hadith is disciplining the soul and that the individual that he disciplines his soul so that he does not immerse himself in the shahawat of the desires of the dunya and those luxurious things from the dunya, that the individual does not drown himself or encompass himself in these desires of the dunya and these things that one benefits from or enjoys in the dunya.
فلا يتكبر.
And the individual, likewise, he is not arrogant.
يعني بمعنى لو لم يتيسر له طعام أو حصل هذا الطعام على الأرض ومن الطعام الذي ليس فيه ذاك أكله ولا مانع عنده.
And the Sheikh Hamid Allah said that this is exemplified. The individual not being arrogant, meaning that if he is provided food or if he is given food that he is normally not used to eating, or what he deems as being lower than what he is used to eating, or it's not on the table which he is used to eating from, it makes no difference to this individual. This individual is not arrogant and haughty and looks at himself as being above eating this type of food. Rather, the individual, he pays it no attention, he eats it and enjoys from it.
أيها الأخوة.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala says, all you brothers,
فقراؤنا في هذا البلد.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala says that the impoverished ones are those people who are poor in this country.
يعيشون حياة أغنياء بعض الجزر.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala says that in reality they live the lives of rich people in other countries. The poor people in this country, they live the lifestyle or lifestyle which is comparable to the rich people or to rich people in other countries.
وأغنياؤنا يعيشون حياة ملوك.
And the Shaykh Hafiz Allah Ta'ala said, and the wealthy ones from this country, they live like kings in other countries.
الحمد لله على ما نحن فيه من نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafiz Allah Ta'ala is thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla for the blessings that we experience and live in.
نعم.
وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال: لقد رأيت نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم وما يجد من الدخل ما يملأ به
بطنه. رواه مسلم. يعني ليس هناك تمر فاخر.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that there was a type of فاخر or high quality date.
بل من أرض التمر.
Rather it was from the lowest quality date.
حتى التمر الرديء لا يجد كمية تصل إلى حد الشبع فيأكلها صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أن الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that what is exemplified in this hadith is that even with regards to the lowest quality of dates, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will not find enough for him to be satiated or eat it still from.
يعني الذي يجد ثلاث أو سبع بخلاف من يجد إناء كامل يأكله كله.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that the one who finds three or seven dates is different from the one who finds an entire container full of dates.
فلم يملأ بطنه من الدخل وهو التمر الوديع.
And what is exemplified by what is stated in this hadith is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not fill his stomach even from the low quality dates.
والآن ننتقي أجوده ولا نبالي بقيمته.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that in today's time we choose the finest dates and we give no regard to the price that we'll pay or that we pay for them.
اللهم زدنا لك شكرا.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى is making supplication that Allah increase us in thanking him for these blessings.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال ما رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النقي من حين ابتعثه الله تعالى حتى قبضه الله تعالى فقيل له هل كان لكم في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مناحل قال ما رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم منخلا من حين ابتعثه الله تعالى حتى قبضه الله فقيل له كيف كنتم تأكلون الشعير غير منخور قال كنا نطحنه وننفخه فيطير ما طار وما بقي طريناه رواه البخاري.
أكلناه أي أكلناه
مننا. This is what they would eat. They would eat it in the state. يعني without it they don't mean
طحين قديما.
The Shaykh عبد الله تعالى has given an example with regards to طحين or the dough that was used or the wheat that was used.
تكسر حبوبه.
The seeds are broken.
وهناك حجرين.
And there are two rocks.
الحجر الأعلى.
They have a rock that is placed in a high position.
في فتحة.
And then there's a hole in it.
وفيه مكان للعصا.
And there's a place that has a stick.
وتحته حجر أصم.
And then there's a flat and a stone that is on the bottom. So the seeds go on that top stone.
يجعل.
And it comes to the flat stone that is on the bottom.
يجعل في وسطه مثل اللوح.
And there is something placed in the middle, يعني, like a stick in the middle.
فيأخذ هذا الحجر فيجعل على هذا الحجر.
The top stone is placed on the mount stone.
فيأخذون فيضعون في الوسط ويدورون بهذا الحجر. هذا اسمه رحى.
And they put the stones, they put the wheat in the middle, and then they move the stone, and the seeds are then crushed, and they are crushed on the bottom. And this is the device, it's called رحى.
ويجعلونه على قطعة قماش.
And they put a piece of cloth on it as well.
ويدور الرحى وما خرج من الرحى قد بلغ حد الطحن.
And once they circle this, and once the wheat is crushed, it comes out to this cloth, and it is the wheat that will be used.
فيدورون بالرحى.
And they circle this رحى like this, and when the wheat comes out, this is the wheat that is considered being crushed or grounded or ready to be.
وليس كل البيوت فيها رحى. هذا قبل أن تأتي الأدوات الكهربائية. فتتعب المرأة وهي تدير الرحى وقد كانت في بيتنا رحى.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that the women from the time themselves, they exhaust themselves using the Saraha. And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that even in his house, they had the Saraha.
المرحلة الثانية.
And the second stage.
ما اجتمع في هذا الطحين الذي قد قذفه الرحى وهو يدور يجمع فيجعل في منخل.
They would have this crushed wheat. What they would do, they would take it and they would put it in a sieve.
المنخل هذا التور.
And the seed is like a.
شفتوا النوافذ ما في خلفها التور هذا.
It's a string. It's a seed. When we say in the seed.
هذا التور يجعل فيه إطار خشبي ثم يغلق فيصبح المنخل ضيق جدا فيجعل فيه هذا الطحين الذي قد طحن ثم يعملون به هكذا فينزل أنعم الطحين الذي طحن.
So the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that after they put this crushed wheat into the seed, they move it around, and what comes out will be the softest remaining part of that crushed wheat.
ناتجه خبز مرقق وأعلاه ما يسمى بالنخالة.
And the Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that the end result is that what comes through the seed, this is what will be considered the bread, or what they will make the soft bread from, and the remaining part is what is called Nukhala.
إذا زرتم الأماكن التراثية والمتاحف سترون هذا.
The Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that if you see any place like a museum which has artifacts from old, you will find these things mentioned and you will find these things there. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم أو ليلة فإذا هو بأبي بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما فقال من أخرجكما من بيوتكما هذه الساعة؟ قال الجوع يا رسول الله. قال وأنا والذي نفسي بيده لأخرجن الذي أخرجكما. قوموا. فقاموا معه فأتى رجل من الأنصار فإذا هو ليس في بيته. فلما رأته المرأة قالت مرحبا وأهلا. فقال لها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أين فلان؟ قالت ذهب استعذب لنا الماء. إذ جاء الأنصاري فنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصاحبيه ثم قال الحمد لله ما أحد اليوم أكرم أضيافا مني. فانطلق فجاءه بعذق فيه بسر وتمر ورطب فقال كولوا. وأخذ المدية فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إياك والحلوب. فذبح لهم فأكلوا من الشاة ومن ذلك العذق وشربوا. فلما أن شبعوا ورووا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما والذي نفسي بيده لتسألن عن هذا النعيم يوم القيامة. أخرجكم من بيوتكم الجوع ثم لم ترجعوا حتى أصابكم هذا النعيم. رواه مسلم.
هنا بين إلى موازنة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that what is explaining this is the موازنة and the balance.
لما تيسر الأكل أكل.
When the Shaykh Hafidhullah Allah Ta'ala said that when this food was facilitated for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he partook in it.
ولما لم يكن موجود صبر.
And when this food was not there, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exemplified patience, so I had patience.
فوجود الطعام.
So the fact
لم يمتنعه صلى الله عليه وسلم مع أن العذق فيه نوع بسر يعني اللون كامل ولم يأتي فيها طرف. التمر إنما بسر كلها لونها واحد حمراء أو صفراء حليب تسمى بسرة. رطب هذا يسمى بسرة. وهناك مناصيف يعني نصفها رطب ونصفها أصابه التتمر فأصبحت مثمرة نصفها ونصفها رطب ونوع لا كلها أصبحت تمرة. فالعلق فيه كل الأنواع الثلاثة وأكل منها صلى الله عليه وسلم لما أن تيسرت. فليس معناه إذا أتاك طعام تقول أنا ما أكل وأنت في حاجة وجائع. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكل من هذا فلما رأى أخذ المدية يعني السكين بيذبح لهم طعام هذا يكفي يشبعهم. وهذا فيه دليل الإكرام وتربية على الإكرام. بل حتى زوجته رباها على الإكرام لما أتوا فرحبت بهم. وقل من النساء تكون كذلك إلا من تربت في بيت أباها أو رباها زوجها.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that there are numerous things which are exemplified in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The first thing is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when it was facilitated for him these different forms of food, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم partook in it and he ate from them and he did not say or he did not refuse. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is saying that what is mentioned in this hadith is that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this salt that had dates on it, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala explained to us that there were three types of dates in the, on this salt. The first type was one where it was only one color. It was either all red or all yellow. The second type was half of the date was salt and it was rotab and the other half still remained its color. It still had its color, but it was yellow or red. And the third type was the type that was all tamar, or all date, all brown. So the Shaykh Hafidhullah said, they stated that here in the stock, the Prophet had three choices or three types of dates therein. And the Prophet ate from it. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah stated that that in itself was enough to fill him. But yet the Prophet let this man honor them as they were his guests, and as he asked for a knife so that he could sacrifice an animal for them. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah stated that what is exemplified in this section of the hadith is that this shows a common faith, yani being generous and hospitable to your guests, so much so that the man's wife was hospitable. What did she say when they came? She said, Marhaban wa ahlan. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah stated that this exemplifies that her husband cultivated her, taught her, and raised her upon this ikram of being generous and hospitable to the guests. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah stated that there are a small number of women who are like this, except those women who either were taught in the household of their fathers, or they were taught from their husbands. They were taught this generosity.
Man hadha al-Karim?
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah stated, who was this generous one?
Abu al-Haytham ibn al-Tayha.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah again gave the name of this individual who was Karim, the generous one, Abu Haytham.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah, who was the generous one?
Here, the individual's name is Abu Haytham ibn al-Tahayyan.
At-Tayhan.
That was the individual.
يستعد بالماء يعني يأتي لهم بالماء العذب.
And the individual's wife, when he wasn't at home, she said that he went to get يعني sweet water or drinking water for us. يستعد it means to get the water that was suitable for drinking.
يعني الماء العذب.
The water that is suitable.
فليس كل الآبار بعدها صارت بشر ما بعض الآبار.
And the Shaykh
حلوة وبعضها مالحة شيء يصلح للغسيل والملابس وشيء يصلح للشرب والطعام.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that in that time there were different types of wells. There was well water that was salty that they would use to wash either their clothes or wash dishes and stuff like this. And then you had those wells that had sweet water or water that was suitable for drinking.
جوع وعطش رجع شبع ورية.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what is written in this hadith is that they came out, they were thirsty and they were hungry, and then they went back to their respective homes, and they were full. They were full from what they had to drink, and they were full from what they had to eat.
فهذا شبع بأصناف من النعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that they were satiated and given from different types or numerous types of food.
يعني هذه النعم ستسألون عنها.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminded them that this blessing that you were blessed with, you will be asked about it and questioned about it yawm al-qiyamah.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وأن خالد بن عمر العدوي رضي الله عنه قال خطبنا عتبة بن غزوان رضي الله عنه وكان أميرا على البصرة فحمد الله وأثنى عليه ثم قال أما بعد فإن الدنيا قد آذنت بسرب وولت حذاء ولم يبق منها إلا سبابة كسبابة الإناء يتصابه صاحبها
يتصابها
صاحبها
يعني يستقطر ما فيها
وإنكم منتقلون منها إلى دار لا زوال لها فانتقلوا بخير ما بحضرتكم فإنه قد ذكر لنا أن الحجر يلقى من شفير جهنم فيهدي فيها 70 عاما لا يدرك لها قعرا والله لتملأن أفعجبتم ولقد ذكر لنا أن ما بين مصراعين من مصاريع الجنة مسيرة 40 عاما وليأتين عليها يوم وهو كظير من الزهام ولقد رأيتني سابع سبعة مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لنا طعام إلا ورق الشجر حتى قرحت أشجاعنا والتقت بردة فشخصتها بيني وبين سعد بن مالك فاتزرت بنصفها واتزر سعد بنصفها فما أصبح اليوم منا أحد إلا أصبح أميرا على مسلم من الأمصار وإني أعوذ بالله أن أكون في نفسي عظيما وعند الله صغيرا رواه مسلم
قمة الاعتراف.
The Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala said that this is the epitome of an person admitting or confessing.
عتبه من السابقين الأولين.
And عتبه is from the السابقين الأولين. Those who were the foremost.
استعرض حالة النشأة وما آلت إليه الأمة.
And he mentioned that, يعني how things first were when they were coming up and the situation that they found themselves in after that.
وهذا في هذا الاستعراض تربية.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that these things that Uthba mentioned here, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that there is tarbiya or cultivation and discipline.
فذكر الحالة الأمنية.
He mentioned يعني with regards to safety.
والحالة الاجتماعية.
And with regards to a situation related to social situation.
شؤون الطعام.
And also with regards to the affair of food.
وأحوالهم هم.
And their specific situation.
لباسهم.
And with regards to their clothes.
ما كان عندهم شيء.
They didn't have anything.
لكن لما آلت لهم الأمور.
But when the affair or the situation, their situation changed, and those things were brought to them,
وحوف الأمصار وعمراء للأمصار,
they became emirs or leaders or rulers over over specific provinces and regions and areas.
هل استمروا باللباس القديم والطعام القديم أم استعانوا بما وهبهم الله على طاعة الله؟
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is asking the question, when their situation changed and they became emirs over these respective places, did they remain in their same situation wearing the same clothes that they once wore before and eat the same food that they once ate before, or did they use these newly found blessings or newly given blessings in assistance or seeking assistance with these blessings in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and with that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa
Jalla?
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that, he answered the second one. That he used these blessings in the obedience of Allah Azza wa
Jalla.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is reminding us that there is no monasticism in Islam.
وطريقة الصوفية خطأ.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the methodology of the Sufis is a mistaken and misguided methodology.
فعندك الثوب الطاهر تلبس الثوب القذر؟ لا.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is giving an example. You have a clean thawb and yet you choose to wear a dirty thawb? No, this is not what is correct.
إذا عندك حذاء جيد ولباس جيد البسه.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that if you have good clothing and good shoes, wear them.
قال يا رسول الله الرجل يحب أن يلبس الثوب الحسن والنعل الحسن هل هذا من التكبر؟ قال إن الله جميل يحب الجمال.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is reminding us of the hadith when Sahabi came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, oh Messenger of Allah, the individual, he likes to look nice and he likes to wear nice things. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he asked, he said, is this considered takabbur or is this considered being arrogant? And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, he said that Allah is Jameel, the most beautiful one, and he loves Jamal, he loves beauty.
حديث الآخر.
And in another hadith which also exemplifies this aspect,
إن الله يحب أن يرى أثر نعمته على عبده.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is reminding us of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see the residual effect of his blessing upon his servants.
هذا التواصل.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that what is exemplified in this hadith that he mentioned, this is the concept of tawazun, of being balanced.
فيا فقير لا تأخذ الديون حتى تعيش حياة الأغنياء.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is saying to the poor person, do not take upon debt and try to live like you are from the rich people.
إيش حياة؟
Live your life as you are able to, within your means.
بطاقتك.
يعني within your means.
المالية.
With regards to your financial means. وقدرات. With regards to your financial means.
هل رزقك الله خير؟
And if Allah blesses you or grants you more,
فليظهر هذا عليك.
Then let that be manifest upon you. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي موسى
بعضهم فقير فأغناه الله فإذا رأيته كأنه فقير بودك تتصدق عليه وهو يملك من أموال الدنيا والله به عليم. هذا فقرة في فقرة في قلبه.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the individual who he's poor, he looks like he's poor, but in actuality he is rich, and he so the way he looks makes you think that he's poor so much so that he wants to give him sadaqah. Yet in reality, this person is from the richest of people. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this person, he is impoverished in his heart.
ذكر الجنة ووصفها والنار وما فيها جعل الله إياكم من الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala mentioned that the Sahabi also mentioned the affair of the paradise, the affair of the hellfire. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala made supplications that Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us with paradise and protect us from the hellfire. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال أخرجت لنا عائشة رضي الله عنها كساء وإزارا غليظا قالت قبض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذين متفق عليه.
هذه ممتلكات لباس.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that what is demonstrated in this hadith is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam owned. That this was what he owned.
معلوم.
And this is, it was known.
هناك معلومة سأقولها.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala he said that he wants to tell us something.
لا يوجد شيء من مقتنيات الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that there is nothing which remains or exists from that which was owned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So nothing from what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam owned or possessed exists or remains today.
Wala yathbut shay.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that there is nothing that is legitimately from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from what he owned or possessed.
La burqa.
Not his burqa.
Wala sayf.
Nor his sword.
Wala khatam.
Nor his ring.
خاتمة سقط في البئر لما حضرها عثمان.
كان
في يد أبو بكر ثم في يد عمر ثم سقط بعد ذلك.
بشيء عبد الله تعالى states that the ring of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was given to Abu Bakr ثم عمر and then it fell in a well. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's ring that he once wore it fell in a well.
والذين يتبركون بهذه الأشياء يقولون هذه بقايا رسول الله.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala brought this to our attention because there are those people that they claim they are seeking blessings from the remnants of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is not true. Nothing remains from the possessions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
لا في تركيا.
Not in Turkey.
ولا في الشيشان.
Nor in Chechnya.
ولا في الإمارات.
Nor in the Emirates.
ولا في أي مكان.
Or any other
place. لا في الهند ولا في الشرق ولا في القرب ولا على كوكب الأرض.
Not in India, not in the East, not in the West, not in the planet, not on the planet Earth.
فانتبهوا ممن يقتات بهذه الأشياء.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated for us to beware of those people who seek to eat from these things, these false claims and lies that they fabricate.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وان سعد بن ابي وقاص رضي الله عنه قال اني لاول العرب رمى بسهم في سبيل الله ولقد كنا نغزو مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لنا طعام الا ورق الحبله وهذا السمر حتى ان كان احدنا ليضع كما تبع الشاة ما له خلق متفق عليه.
يعني أوراق الشجر فإذا قضى أحدهم حاجته كأنما هي حاجة الغنم.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what was exemplified in this hadith is that they would eat from the leaves of trees so much so that what they would defecate would be like the droppings of sheep. And it demonstrates the small amount of what they used to eat. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجعل رزق آل محمد قوتا متفق عليه. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال والله الذي لا إله إلا هو.
القوت يعني الطعام قليل، وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخر ميرة أهله سنة. هذا معناه توازن، إذا كان عنده شيء أتى به، وإذا ليس عنده شيء فهذا الموجود.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that what was demonstrated in the hadith of Abi Hurairah is this tawazun or this balance. That if you had something, you had it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to save things and he used to save food and he used to give it to someone who will last for a year. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is the balance that was there and exemplified in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والفقه في الدين إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وبارك الله فيكم أجمعين.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah said that he concludes tonight's lesson with this hadith by sending prayers and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إن شاء الله غدا الدرس على موعدنا إن شاء الله.
And tomorrow's lesson will be at the same time in place.